Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Dramatic moments today inside a courtroom on Long Island. Guilty pleas from a serial killer closing the cases on murders that went unsolved for 50 years. Sophia Hall with the story.
Some family members quietly sobbed. One looked up and said, "Thank you." Others held hands as convicted serial killer Richard Cunningham pleaded guilty to killing five women here in Nassau County in the early 1970s. The victims, mother and dance teacher Diane Cusick, 33-year-old mother of three Sheila Hyman, 18-year-old Maria Nieves, mother of two Laverne Moy, and 21-year-old Mary Beth Hines. In my nearly 30 years of reporting, I don't remember a prosecutor crying, but that happened here in court as he talked about the victims. Cunningham did a virtual court appearance from a New Jersey prison where he is serving life for killing other women. When asked if he had anything to say to the family members, he said no and sat stone-faced the entire court appearance. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at the courthouse in Mineola.
The month of November presented a first in the city for this year, the first monthly decrease in crime in 2022. That's according to the latest NYPD statistics. A decrease was not large. Major felonies were down 1.2% in November, thanks largely to a decrease in burglary and grand larceny. Rapes were also down 14% last month, though the NYPD cautions that rape remains grossly underreported. Murders increased in November, 30 homicides compared to 25 in November 2021. But shootings were down almost 33% last month. On the increase, hate crimes, a topic Mayor Adams discussed today at City Hall.
We're going to continue to partner with organizations like JCRC and others to really infuse education into our schools through our Breaking Bread, Building Bond initiative to get people in at the table.
Meanwhile, the Hate Crime Task Force is investigating a potential bias attack, a drive-by BB gun shooting yesterday on Staten Island against a Jewish father and his son.
They were both shot with a BB gun. The father hit in the chest, his 7-year-old son in the ear. Both are okay. The two victims wearing yarmulkes were coming out of the Island Kosher grocery store on Victory Boulevard. The shooter was waiting in a black Mustang with no license plates. He got away. Police have now given the case to their hate crimes task force. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Myers Corner, Staten Island.
A federal judge has dismissed some of the charges against former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, specifically bribery and fraud charges. He was appointed by Governor Hochul last year. He resigned in April after federal prosecutors charged him with corruption. Benjamin was accused of sending state money to a Harlem-based real estate developer in exchange for campaign contributions when he was running for New York City Comptroller. He has always denied the accusations and has moved to have them dismissed. The judge ruled that the indictment failed to, in the judge's words, allege an explicit quid pro quo in the bribery and fraud charges. But the judge has kept in place two charges of falsifying business records. Mayor Adams pitching a program today to provide free training on better eating and healthier lifestyles.
Mayor Adams is of the notion that you are what you eat.
Don't let anyone kid you when they tell you that these chronic diseases are part of your DNA. It's not. It's part of your dinner.
He's partnering with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine to provide training for medical personnel in public and private hospitals in the city. They'll learn about how diet, nutrition, and exercise can improve patients' lives. Lorraine Brown of the Brooklyn Health System says,
I am so pained when I drive up Atlantic Avenue and I see young people who are amputees in wheelchairs.
The city's hospital system already uses plant-based foods for lunches and dinners. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The latest victim of gun violence in the city, a 96-year-old man in a wheelchair. He is recovering after being shot in Brooklyn this morning.
The victim is a 96-year-old man who is sitting in his wheelchair at a bus stop at Bergen Street and Rochester Avenue. At 9:30 this morning, he was shot in the leg. The police say moments before that, the shooter robbed a woman in a playground. He took her jacket and cell phone. The woman then ran in the direction of the man in the wheelchair. The police say the shooter apparently was aiming for her but missed and hit the elderly man in his lower left leg. Kathy is a special ed teacher who is making an at-home visit to a student, and she said this kind of crime has been her worst fear.
I don't know if I'll be back. I'm very concerned about that. I was concerned to begin with, but this, I guess, sort of solidifies my concerns.
The police know who the shooter is. They just have to find him. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
And police say they have the man responsible for a deadly stabbing on Staten Island. 44-year-old Seneca Marchiglio turned himself in on Saturday, according to authorities. He allegedly confessed to killing 72-year-old Eugenia Reba. Reba was found dead in his bed on November 14th by his home health aide in his Graniteville apartment on Richmond Avenue. Marchiglio is facing numerous charges, including murder and tampering with evidence. He had four prior arrests, including for robbery. He's being held without bail. Details about a possible motive in the killing not been released. Another e-bike battery fire. This time, an e-bike that was left charging overnight sparked a blaze that destroyed a neighborhood pizzeria in the Bronx.
Billy is a longtime customer here at Pepe Joe's along Cortland Avenue in Melrose.
Not surprised.
Why not?
Because these e-bikes start a lot of fires.
Owner Sylvester Camano says his insurance company had warned him not to keep the delivery bike on charge after everyone left, but somehow it happened.
I was supposed to be, you know, like checking every day I was doing, but something, one day I forgot.
Now he doesn't know how much the insurance company will ding him. The bike was made in China and sold under the brand name Flybike. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Melrose section of the Bronx.
Some lawmakers are not on board with the MTA's plan to hike fares and tolls. Last week, Chief Financial Officer Kevin Willens proposed an increase of 5.5% rather than the planned 4% hike. 1010 Winds spoke with Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis of Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, who is helping to lead the charge against the increases.
The reality is that the MTA is a black hole. Their projects are years and years over schedule, billions and billions of dollars over budget, and they really need to rein in the mismanagement at the MTA if we're going to move forward and have a sustainable transit system.
MTA issued a response that pushed back at Malliotakis' bill that seeks an audit of any federal assistance the MTA receives, saying, as members of Congress are well aware, these are the words of the MTA, federal funding received during the pandemic continues to be used to run service, including on Staten Island and in South Brooklyn, areas that Malliotakis represents, to ensure nurses, grocery workers, first responders, teachers, and other New Yorkers could get to jobs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.